Welcome everyone to the Big Book Workshop 2025. This is week 34 of the recording, and today's topic is step 8 and 9, an open discussion. A reminder that this is a Big Book Workshop. We are not affiliated with any particular 12-step fellowship. However, we do try to follow the spirit of the 12 traditions. We only wish to be helpful. The goal of these steps is a transformation, a change in the way we think, feel, and behave. This is a way of living that brings peace, forgiveness, and joy. May you find some of that here with us. Thank you to everyone. Welcome, welcome. My name is Joanne, and I am today your facilitator and step guide. Please take a moment to center yourselves, breathing in and breathing out, just getting yourself centered for a set-aside prayer. God and mystery and spirit, please, can you set aside everything I think I know about myself, about my recovery, my spiritual path, and you? Please open my heart. Please open my mind. And allow me here, right here, right now, to have a new experience. A new experience of recovery, a new experience of connection to spirit, a new experience of being me. Gently holding that space. Moving into the loving thing. What is the loving thing for me to do today? Just reflect on your day and the time you have left. What is a self-care? What is that inspiration? What is something that's on your mind, that spirit nudging you? Gently opening your eyes and taking a pen and a piece of paper and writing it down. We continue meditation. It moves into a writing meditation. What is the loving thing for me to do today? That spirit nudges us, that intuition, that gentle, loving voice. What is the loving thing for me to do today? What is the healthy thing for me to do today? We write one thing down. Thank you, everyone, and welcome, welcome. We've been looking at step eight. There are five parts to the step eight, the five questions that we reflect on. Who did I diminish? What did I do? What was the harm? Those are the first three. Then we go into the fourth one. What would an amends be? What could it look like? And am I willing? These are tough questions. Often there is an Achilles heel. We don't want to. This is my Achilles heel. And also, I mean, I'm reflecting at the moment in some of my sponsees. At the moment, often what they think for that question number four, what am I going to do to make amends? Often, like we just did that prayer, what is the loving thing for me to do today? Often, my sponsees, what they think they should do for an amends is pretty tough, pretty hard. Either they don't think they need to do anything and they don't see anything there in the first place, or they think they have to. Just they have to make amends for everything. They have to go there. They have to do that. They over apologize. Kind of that attitude of I'm sorry for breathing. I'm sorry for being in your space. I'm sorry that you are disturbed. And so as a sponsor, supporting your community as we go through step eight to recognize and be creative. What could an amends be? It doesn't have to look like anyone else's. often people are very quick to make an amends that's easy for them to do. So it's easy to make a donation. That's yay. That's easy. I want to do that. I don't actually want to have to talk to people. I don't actually want to have to get out of my house. And the other thing is making an amends to someone, to a person, it's not, it doesn't count, or it's not it if I'm still using. We need to put down the drug, the drink, the process, the media, the YouTube, we need to get sober. Emotional sobriety is where we're heading to. Step nine, the promises. Being sober, being balanced, that is where these steps take us. Every day, we do all 12 steps. We don't get a break. Every day, I need to do all 12 steps, and I get off beam every day. I'm sorry. I do get off beam. Life happens. We get divorced, we get married, we have disease, we have, sadness, we have joy, we have birth. Life keeps happening, and sometimes I just wish it would stop, slow down, so I could catch up. But it doesn't slow down. Life just keeps happening, and so we pause and we breathe, we do the best we can, and we take small chunks. What can I do today to be sober? What is the loving thing for me to do? Be sober. That is the loving thing. And sometimes that is going to look different to the people around me. And it's okay. Just show up. Because sometimes we do get off beam. I do get carried away with something. I'm an enthusiast. So I get enthusiastic about some work project. I've got a sore knee and a sore shoulder, and I know why this is, because I got enthusiastic about doing a job and I didn't rest and I didn't stretch and I hurt, oh, actually I hurt my leg. I think I overexerted myself. So I pushed myself too hard. And then I followed that by getting into workaholism a little bit. I was doing a project and I didn't want to stop. Just one more, just one more, just one more. And so now I'm practicing, trying to practice, humility, avoiding morbid self-reflection, shame. I don't need today to be shameful for this behavior. The shame is part of my disease. And I don't need to apologize to everyone. I'm sorry that I didn't be the person you want me to be. That's my disease. That's my disease. I have to look at my behavior and how I diminished the people around me. And then when we come to step four, sponsors, help your sponsees to be creative on the amends. Help them to see where was the harm. It's the amends needs to be creative and proportionate to the harm. So often with gossip, gossip often doesn't create, I believe, the level of harm that people, our guilt would have me think. I feel guilty, so I want to come to you and talk about it because then I will feel better. But that's about me. Is that actually help restoring relationships? Is that actually supporting the people in the community? Where was the harm and what would the amends be? Amends is not about me feeling good. It's about restoring. Looking and I have to have diminished the person in some way and then look, well, how can I restore this situation? So sometimes that is a gentle apology. Sometimes it's a very formal apology. Sometimes it's not safe. You're not safe. It's not a safe situation. There's some sort of violence or there is something going on, and you are not safe to make an amends directly, a direct amends. Does that mean I don't have to make any amends? No, you do. But you'd be creative. So, for example, there's a few examples that I give. I think I shared this last week, but my beautiful mother and my dad, both beautiful people. If ever you meet them, you will be very lucky. They are beautiful, beautiful people. And but they're just like me, because I think maybe I also. I mean, they're a bit kooky like me, and it wasn't perfect, and I was mad at them. Especially my poor mother, for years. Very, very mad. And I was a very difficult 15-year-old. I was very angry at my poor mother. And I was very, very difficult. So one of my amends when I started working, my first job was a school teacher. One of my amends was running an after-school class for teenagers, of teenage girls in particular. It was an amends that I made. Now, I'm making an amends to my mum didn't want to talk to me. I just said, "Can I talk to you?" No, she didn't want to forget it. She didn't want to talk to me. So I was looking at how to make an amends. And it came to me to offer to run. I mean, the opportunity was there in front of me, but I offered to run it for free. It was just a after school support for older school kids, and it was beautiful. And I did that for about 6 months, or I ended up doing it for about a year, or I forget. It was a long time ago. But this being present and doing service, this was a way for me at that point to make an amends to my mother. Yeah, this was an amends. Now, I stayed present. I did a living amends with my mum, with my mother. So that was for me when I would go for an event at her house, I would do the dishes. I don't know why, but I just was very entitled. I don't know how you were as a young addict growing up, but I was difficult. And for the rest of my life, I pray to be available to show up and support her with a simple daily task of doing the dishes without making a funfair, without making, that's an amends that I'm making, a living amends. And years and years and years after being in program and all sorts of adventures of staying sober and people and relatives. And one day we're sitting there at the kitchen and I'm doing the dishes. And my mother felt safe enough to say about something that I had done when I was 15 or 16 that was hard for her and hard for dad. And I had that space to say, gee, mum, that sounds pretty tough. That sounds pretty tough. I regret that. I'm sorry that you went through that. I'm so glad that you could tell me about that now. And then I just kept doing the dishes, and she said a little bit more, and it was done. There was that amends. I had to wait 20 years. It took time for her to feel safe, to be able to say something that was challenging, and for her to trust that I'm not going to attack her. I'm not going to defend myself. I'm not going to criticize the other people in the situation. I'm just going to listen. She felt safe. And that was the amends, to show up and be present. But today, back then, I needed an amends that I could do. And the amends that I came to when my mum didn't want to speak to me, the amends that came to me was to run this class. And I ran that class, and that was my amends. And in 6 months or a year, it was done. It was done. So look at your amends and be creative. What can you do? And remember the words, it's not program words, but I use SMART, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. So I'm going to run a class once a week for teenage girls. They were not easy, right? And I'm going to run this class. Whether they come or not is up to them, but I'm going because it's part of my amends. And I'm going to go with grace and gratitude for one, however long the class went for. And then it's done. once a week, I'm going to run this class, and at the end of the period of time, it's done. That's my amends done. And then we go to the promises of the ninth step, and you start to feel those promises. And that's what started to happen. My life started to become those promises. We might read those promises later today. So if someone wants to open them to their big book, I will call on you. But what I'd like to do now is for you to look at your, maybe let Lynn know if you want to read the promises, and she can let me know it towards the end of the workshop. So let me look at the time. So we started. So when did we start? So we've still got a little bit of time. So what we're going to do now, we're going to look at those step eight questions. I want everyone today to practice. Every day we do all 12 steps. So today I would invite you to practice doing a mini eighth and ninth step today with us. Doesn't need to be a big deal. I wouldn't do an amends to a family member without very careful consideration. So discussing it with someone who's sober, who has experience. But every day we do amends. So you can start with a living amends. No one needs to know. One of my first amends was to put the chairs away when I go to a meeting. You see, and every time I go to a supermarket, I put the trolley away. I think you call it shopping cart. I don't know what it is. Every time I go to the shops, and I'm irritated with one of my first sponsors who told me to do that because the rest of my life I've had to do it. Because I remember that trudging where you put the trolley away at the end every time I go to do my grocery shopping or any for any reason, it reminds me why I'm here. That effort. It's a chance that day for me to be of service. It's a chance that day for me to make an amends. For me to make an amends. So that I can hold my head high, some of those promises, so I can look the world in the eye today. I've done some pretty shitty things. And I've been lost in that self-loathing for a long time. And today in recovery, my heart is full of love. Enjoy. Every day we practice all 12 steps. So if you look now at step eight, who did I diminish? What if the person you diminished was you? By not speaking up? By lack of clear communication? By abandoning your boundaries at work or in love or in relationships? By not looking after your sleep hygiene? Abandoning your health? Media, like staying up doing things. What if the person you're harming is yourself? So, who did I diminish? What did I do? What did I do? Write something down. Who did I diminish? And imagine, what if the person I diminished was me today? What did I do? Write something down. Bless, bless, bless. Write something down. Now we go to question three. What was the harm? So, what I did is not necessarily the harm. So, perhaps what I did was I didn't look after my sleep. So, what's the harm? Do you know when I don't sleep, I have a lot of trouble connecting to my spirit? It blocks me from spirit the next day because I'm tired and I'm fragile and I'm very much in self-will. So the harm is I get lost in self-reliance. The harm is I am blocked from God. Whatever that mystery is, I am blocked. The harm is my spirit to my spirit. Does that make sense? So it's not what I did. What is the harm? You can be creative and come up with other harms. It's recognizing today what is the biggest harm that you want to recognize and grow from to work on. Because there might be more, it's not, I'm not giving, there might be more underneath this, but where can I work today? Where can I look at today? So, who did I diminish? What did I do? What is the harm separate to what I did? See, what I did in this example, I stayed up late. I'm not looking after my sleep. What's the harm? Well, you could look at the harm to my physical body, but I like to be a bit more creative. When I stay up late, I can guarantee you the next day I am blocked from spirit because I'm tired. So the harm is my spiritual connection. Number five, what would be the amends? Right? So, number four, sorry, one, two, three, four. That's number four. We're doing an eighth step. What would be the amends? So the amends, if it's around sleep, might be to pause because the harm was lack of spirit. So maybe the amends is to pray. God help me. Reconnect to spirit. Okay. And then number five, pray for the willingness to do it because often we are not willing. We're not willing. There's an Achilles heel. That's why often what is happening inside this behavior is coping mechanisms, the psychology coming in here. If I let this go, I don't know that I'm going to be able to cope. I'm using something to help me cope. And so the question five around willingness, again, we're asked to remember the payoff. There is a payoff to staying up to what I was talking about there. If I don't look after my sleep hygiene, the payoff is I get to go into maybe I'm going into why am I staying up late? Maybe I'm going into media, like actually using, or maybe I am abandoning myself. Maybe I am avoiding some grief or some sadness. I'm avoiding sitting with something. There's something I'm avoiding. So if I put that down, I might have to face something. I get sometimes I avoid, I think I'm. I don't know, going to bed is boring. I don't know why. I do have trouble with sleep. I don't know why. It just is. So it always comes up. And so I regularly get ch a chance to practice going to bed like a 2-year-old. Right? So I get to practice. So look at why am I not willing today? Don't try to learn from yesterday's work. Why am I not willing today? Today. And then we pray for that. So be creative. So today, if I'm not, today I am okay, but if I had been staying up late, then maybe reflect on maybe I'm afraid. There's some fear of something, fear that I'm not enough, fear that my life will overwhelm me, fear that I will be found out, fear that I won't be able to cope. And so I'm using in fear, maybe, and that's what's keeping me up. So if I let go of the fear, maybe I may, I don't know. What willingness am I willing to let go of that fear? If I identify fear, am I willing to let it go? Am I willing to breathe? Am I willing to pause? Am I willing to pray? What am I willing to do? And you make a note, you write it down because you're going to commit this in sponsorship. So those five questions help you to direct an eighth step, which you then reflect with sponsorship. Now, when we go to step nine, and I will just review that step nine. When we go to step nine, we break it into five parts. I just want to ask, did I read the ninth step example last week? Did I read it to you from the Way of Life document? I don't think so, but maybe I did. No, Laura's telling me no. Okay. So, what I'm going to do here is pause. And I'd love to hear some of your questions, one to five, if you want to share them just for the group and for the community. And imagine that space. Really look at who did I diminish? What did I do? No, who did. Who did I diminish? What did I do? What was the harm? What could an amends be? What could an amends look like? Very simple. Don't make such a big deal. That's our ego wanting to make a big deal. Often it's very, very simple. It's very small. It's very short. And our ego wants to make a big deal because we're procrastinating, because that willingness piece. Number five, am I willing? Just recognize you won't be willing. This is your Achilles heel. You won't be willing. And so, what can I do to bring in some willingness? Now, I just would love to hear some examples, what you've written. So, I'm inviting you to raise your hand, and then I will move into step nine. I'll give you some examples of how to write a script, and we'll maybe practice writing something up. So, I'd love to maybe call on some names, just hear anything that you've done, any work that you've done. So, Laura, I'm going to call on you. I'd love to welcome some other people, Brenda, Dixie, Valerie, Anne, Lauren. I'm just saying some names. If you want to raise your hand, I would love to hear from you. Laura, go ahead.
Okay, so I was inspired by your saying it's myself. So, who did I diminish? Me. What did I do? I'm hypercritical of myself. What harm did I cause? I tend to isolate or I hesitate to get out in the world because I'm so critical of myself. It's scary. What specific actions are necessary to repair damage to others? I wrote prayer, meditation, and movement. And am I willing to repair the damage? There is a lot of fear, so I wrote pray for strength and courage.
Okay, let me just go. Can you read? So, number one is the who. So, that's me, myself, Laura. Number two, so the who, and then how did I? Well, can you read through the questions one more time? So, number one is who,
So
and number two
myself,
is what did I do? What did I
and
do? Yeah.
I'm just yes, and I'm just super critical of myself all the time.
So, I'm super critical. Okay, what was the harm?
That at first I wrote I'm blocked from enjoying myself and my life, and then I put, well, I tend to isolate and hesitant to get out in the world.
Okay, so really focus on what was the harm. I don't get out into the world.
Yes.
So what's the amends going to be? So what did you write for the amends? Because the other, read the harm one more time and notice a lot of what you were saying was what I do. It belonged in the previous one. So read what you wrote for the harm one more time. What did you write?
What I wrote or what you told me I should concentrate on?
Yeah. Read what you wrote one more time. And I just want to highlight that it's what you do. I'm critical. I say negative things.
I'm blocked from enjoying myself and my life.
Yeah, of
I
course. Yeah.
isolate
So I'm
and
blocked and I isolate. That's what I do. So that, see, the both of those belong in the previous question. What do I do? I'm blocked. I isolate. I am critical. I have a critical voice going on in my head. Okay, all that stuff is what is going on for you. By the way, some of that can be biology. It's like some of that is complicated, but that's what I do. What's the harm? And you just said it, I don't get out of the house.
right.
So keep it simple. What's the amends going to be? What do you think the amends is going to be?
Get out of the house.
Get out of the house, right? Now, can you get out of the house today?
It's nighttime here.
Okay, but can you get out of the house? It's nighttime. Can you go to your front street? Like, can you get out of your house?
No, not really.
Wow.
Not tonight, but
When
tomorrow.
tomorrow never comes. So I invite you, do you live in a not safe area?
No, it's just
No.
I tend to shut down by 8:30,
Yeah.
but I can take my dog out in the backyard. How's that?
Okay, well, that's out of the house. That's
Yes.
it, right? So see, now see, this is it. See, and do you see the willingness to see how what we've found is an Achilles heel. When you can find it and dig a little bit, you've found an area where we're not willing. And so we pray for the willingness, but we make it smart, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. So what I do is I shut down, I isolate, I have the critical head going on loud, right? What's the harm? I don't get out of the house. You see how that's different? It's very specific. I don't get out of the house. What's the amends? Get out of the house. And then, am I willing? So that was that question at the end. Am I willing? And we sort of played around with what am I willing to do today? Now, what you're willing to do tomorrow and the day after and the day after and the day after, it can change. But what can I do today? We never wait. What can I do today? I can go outside. Now, to make it timely, time bound, I might say, I'm going to take the dog outside and I'm going to stay out there with him or her for 10 minutes. And you set a timer and then you're done. And this is an amends to Laura.
I
Wow.
love that. I love that. Thank you so much, Joe.
All right. Wow. All right, really powerful, really beautiful. So I hope that was helpful to see how we separate what I do from what was the harm, and then we move to what would an amends be, and it helped to know the harm. So you had to know the harm to know what the amends is going to be. You know, the harm was I don't get out of the house. So then the amends is get out of the house. And then we have to play around with willingness. What is my what in what's practical? What am I willing to do today, right now, today? And what do I need to build up some willingness to? So sometimes we there may be a bigger amends that we need to make, some real harm that has you know we've stolen or we've damaged something or someone in a real sense. So we need to be gentle. We can start making an amends right away. Like we can be creative and find an amends I can do today that doesn't involve others. And when then we can build up over time and with help from sponsorship an amends where I approach someone. So I would call that an approach. And I would you generally get sponsees to write out a script and we practice, we role play, and I'm listening for that they're sticking to the harm. What is the harm? They're not getting into their guilt. My guilt is my business. I try not to push my guilt onto others because that's my disease. That's that codependency coming in. So, Laura was very brave just then. Does anyone else want to have a go at sharing their questions? It's very helpful to learn together as a team, as a group. Okay, we're not getting any takers right now. So what I might do actually is pause the recording. I'm going to pause the recording for a moment. Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for those members doing service. We've just had a brief discussion around step eight and working our way through what an amends might could look like. And what would the willingness, this interesting part of it, my willingness and my lack of willingness. So going through those questions. And what we're going to do now is I'm going to read from the Way of Life document. I'll put it on the screen. And I think I'm going to read just to start off because it ties into what we were speaking about. I'm on page 71 of the 2025 Way of Life document. Well, I was on page 71 and then suddenly it moved. Page 71, go back, which is here. Okay. And what you'll see on the screen are again five questions. This is your homework this week is to have a go at writing up a script, a step nine script. This is an approach. I call it an approach. That's what I call it. It's a script of how you might speak to someone around a step nine and amends. It's a how to handle a difficult conversation. Okay. The example on the screen is an ex-husband. And what had gone on was the wife, the ex-wife, had, they are co-parenting, and she had yelled at him. She'd raised his vo her voice at him the previous week, and that was because he came into the house. And she had told him he wasn't allowed in the house. But when he was dropping the child off, he kept coming into the house. So he kept stepping on her boundaries. And she yelled at him the week before, and she had regret. And it happened to be doing this workshop, and she wrote this up. Now, the amends here, there are two amends. And I'm looking at the time, so I'm just going to read this to you. Your homework is to have a go at doing something similar to this. And then next week we'll go through this, step nine. So next week is just step nine. We're going to practice this. What we do are these five parts. We make an appointment. We describe the harm. We suggest an amends. We give space for them to consider other harms or other amends. And then we have an exit plan. Very important to have a plan to get out of there so that I can reconnect to spirit. Doing this is a disturbing action. And it separates me from spirit. Like, I can get disturbed. So I need to have an exit plan at the end where I consciously and carefully reconnect to my spirit. Having had a spiritual awakening, I'm waking up and I'm passing on that message of being awake. A step nine is a moment where we can fall back asleep. We fall back to sleep because we get disturbed. And you know what I do when I get disturbed? I pick up because it gives me comfort. So I'll just get distracted by something. So this is a method, and we write it out just to try to get a sense of it. Now, as I was doing this work with this person, it came to me that part of that harm was to herself. That's why it ties into how we were discussing before, the harm to myself. Here, part of the harm was lack of clear communication. Although she had told him not to come into the house, she hadn't been clear about it, and she was wanting him to maintain her boundaries. He should just remember they had that conversation last week and he wasn't allowed in the house. And so part of the harm was to herself for lack of clear communication. So what you're going to hear as I read through this is her amends is to be clear because she wasn't clear. So her amends, so when you hear her saying the boundary really clearly, that is because the amends is to herself. When she did her step eight and we went through those questions, the harm was to herself. What did she do? She lacked clear communication. What happened is everything else. So let me read this. I know we're running out of time. So it says, "Hi, Paul. You mentioned that you wanted to talk about what happened last week when you were dropping our daughter off. Would you like to do that now? Have you got 10 minutes?" So this is the first part of an amends process. You negotiate, you make an appointment. The person can say, "No way, I don't want to talk to you. Go jump in a lake." They don't have to. One of our amends is to treat that person with respect. So you're allowing them to say no. Luckily, he said yes. He wanted to talk to her. They were at a park. It was a public safe space, and they were exchanging their daughter. So, would you like to do that now? He said yes. He's allowed to say no. But in this example, he didn't. But she was prepared either way what she was going to do. So, describe the harm. "I have been making some changes in my life around our daughter, and I see now that I have perhaps been a little rough about it. I regret the way I spoke to you last week. I have not been clear, and I am sorry that I yelled. I know I didn't do a very good job. Thank you for your patience. Is there something else you wanted to say about that day? I can listen to you if you like." All right, so this is her work, and she's pausing. 2 minutes, it says, not 2 hours, not half an hour. If he gets abusive, it does say that. 2 minutes, let him speak, unless he becomes abusive. After 2 minutes, you gently interrupt. Right? You gently interrupt. You give him about 2 minutes. And she, I tell you the example, she has must have long nails because she was telling me the story and she said her palms were bleeding. She was holding her fist so tightly that she's to stop herself from speaking that she actually cut into her palm. Like she was ferocious to be silent, to hold herself still. She was so nervous. And she did a beautiful job doing this work. So, number three. So she pauses for him, and he didn't have anything to say. He was happy that she'd brought it up, and I don't know what, but they moved on. He did say something, and then she gently interrupted. I hear you. Thank you for sharing that. So this was her script. Thank you for sharing that. I will think about what you have said. So she's preparing a script before she even knows what he's going to say. Now, the amends. Pay attention. I am so this is what it says. I am working at being more clear when talking to you around issues with our daughter. Do you see the amends was to herself when we did step eight? It wasn't to him. Yes, she needed to make an amends for yelling, but the real harm was lack of clear boundaries, lack of clear communication. Right? So now we're making an amends. So let me read that again. I am working at being more clear when talking to you around issues with our daughter. I regret yelling. That is not okay. And I will continue to be accountable for that. It is not okay. For right now, I will be asking that you not come into the house when you are dropping our daughter off. And thank you again for listening. Do you see what's happening here? The amends is to herself. Clear communication was the harm, lack of clear communication. So, number four, give space for them. So again, perhaps she said, what do you think about this? Or do you have a thought to this? Do you want to add something to this? You can ask an open-ended question. It doesn't say that here. You could say, is there any other harm or is there anything you want to add to this? So you give him space, 2 minutes, let him speak unless he becomes abusive, allow him 2 minutes, or you sit in 2 minutes of silence, zip my mouth shut. Do not defend, do not attack, even if he is wrong. Just allow, what does it say? I have ceased fighting anyone or anything. Practice 2 minutes, that's all. 2 minutes. Then you gently interrupt again and you say, you don't wait for him to draw breath. You pause. You wait at around 2 minutes. You interrupt again and you say, thank you. People say, how do you interrupt? Say, thank you. That'll interrupt them. Just say the words, thank you. Just interrupt them mid-sentence when you're ready, when it's been about 2 minutes. You say, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Or she had a backup plan. I will think about what you've said. You don't have to agree to anything. In fact, don't agree to anything right there. You say, I will think about what you've said. And then it says, again, no defending, no response other than thank you for sharing. Leave the scene, leave the park. And she had some backup plans. I have to get back to work. I left my car in the bag. There are other words that you can use. I often might say, you need to make space now to connect to spirit because you're going to be disturbed. So have an exit plan to move away from him physically, and then you pray. Breathe in and breathe out and reconnect to your spirit. Make a dedicated time for consideration and gratitude. We walk with our head high. Those ninth step promises come. Step eight is reconnection to your spirit. So that question five, that exit plan, is so that I don't adopt him as my higher power. So that I don't, because I'm now needing power, and if I don't move away, I might lean into him to be my power. Are you okay? Let me make you okay because I'm only okay. I need you to be okay for me to be okay. That's codependency. We need to step away so that we can reconnect to that inner resource. That power, that sense of peace and ease and comfort that comes. So this is an example of a script. I would love for you to please read this. I know I've gone over time. Thank you, those that can stay. I invite you for your homework to read this and then put an example in that relates to your life. Your own words. Build on it. Okay? Does that seem achievable? Do you like pretty practical? Just give it a go. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a go. It's all online. The website is bigbookworkshop.com. And you go to the resources page, and it's the way of life, and it's page 71 where this example is. Notice the method, notice what we're doing, and then be creative. How can you fit this to your life today? What we'll do now is go to the page 83 and read the promises to finish today. Thank you so much, everyone. Page 83. If we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will now know peace. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, we will see how our experience can benefit others. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. We will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. Self-seeking will slip away. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. We will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Are these extravagant promises? We think not. They are being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. They will always materialize if we work for them. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please unmute when if you wish to and say goodbye.
Thank you, Joe.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for the script.
Yay. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.